guys, tonight you guys were the aggressors. How important is it for you to be like that against a team like San Antonio?
It's very important. Me and Blake talk about it before the game. The team goes as we go. You know, and we sort of feed off each other. You know, Blake was so aggressive early, and then it opened it up for me, and we both just played off one another. Then our guys made shots. Jamal was huge. DJ was big on the glass. And it's one game. Got to get ready for game two.
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to Playoff Clipcast. Good guys up one.
Playoffs?
Oh, Lord, Jag.
Oh, there.
Take your Ritalin.
Oh, jeez.
I'm Chris Wild, and with me, as always, is the Jaguar.
Mike Jaglin.
Huge.
One down, 15 to go.
Huge.
How good did the Clippers look tonight versus the previous champs?
Blake and defense. Those were the two keys.
Blake being aggressive right out of the gate. All his shots didn't fall, but that didn't deter young Blake.
Blake was just tremendous. It was unbelievable seeing him fly like that.
And that's what Blake has to realize, is that for him to be a superstar and not in a commercial stance,
right,
or a all-star game stance, to be a legit superstar,
right,
you need to be aggressive. You need to know when it's time to take over the games. And what he did opened things up for the entire team.
Got the crowd into it, that's for sure.
Oh, the best crowd, right?
Best crowd since 2006, and maybe better than 2006.
Better.
The best in the Blake era.
Yeah.
By far.
I mean, it was phenomenal.
Even in the ritzy titsy seats, they had their red t-shirts on.
Everyone did.
It was beautiful.
They drowned out the Spurs fans the entire time, too. Anytime there was a contingency of the Spurs fans, I in my section, I would see people attacking them. And
yeah,
it was great!
It was great. And they should be attacked.
Yes!
Because this is Staples Center. This is not the Rodeo Clinic Arena.
Actually, the Rodeo Clinic Arena probably has more passion than our Staples Center, just because we're, again, transplants.
Sure.
And we've gone through this
luxury
Donald
boxes.
Yep, the Donald.
A sea of luxury boxes between the working man seats and the ritzy titsies.
And we've gone through the Donald times.
Sure.
So
we made it through the wilderness.
I mean, this was just huge.
Somehow we made it through.
Gather this game one and win this. And to be able to dictate the tempo.
58 points. CP3 from the top of the key. And Blake Griffin. And how about Jamal Crawford coming off the bench with 17.
This was his coming out party.
Is the best.
Injury.
It was the best he's played.
Oh, by far.
In months,
far.
Literally.
Yeah.
Speaking of the bench, what the hell was Doc doing?
It was
awful.
He started
the second quarter with a 5-man bench unit. Yeah. Didn't fare particularly well. Was that partially because of the foul trouble, or were you just seeing if that
group
foul could
do trouble? We had a lead, and honestly, they didn't get stops. Really, what hurt them? They actually, the one stretch, the 2 minutes before, because they were in before. They actually extended the lead, and then they lost it all.
We started the second quarter. We're up 12, Jag.
And then it's down to 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that.
And then
that.
Blake and DJ
like
come back in, and now the Spurs have tied it. And the Spurs only led the ball game, folks, for 43 seconds.
And that was the one thing, and we talked about this.
Clipper Nation, this one's for you.
On our preview is that mentally was a big thing for me to see how this team responds. And when they were, you know, down too,
yes,
at one
they
point.
Were down.
They came back and
took a lead.
Reasserted themselves.
Yeah, went right back up.
The old Clippers of earlier this year,
sure,
of last year, probably would have let that go.
Yep.
And probably would have got into this seesaw battle like the first matchup of the season against the Spurs.
Pop had already thrown in the towel late, and Doc kept his starters. He learned his lesson on the fly. He said in the post-game press conference that you're going to see that unit, but mark my words, fans, you're not going to ever see that unit all five like a hockey sub out.
You're going to see Jamal.
Vinny Del Negro style.
You're going to see Jamal. You're going to see Austin. You're going to see Baby.
Baby.
Those are your
That's
three
it.
Staples.
That's it.
You might get a little
Limited
Spencer.
Limited Turk.
But by the way, why doesn't Spencer get rid of this man bun and his you know, samurai look?
I don't
I mean, why
know.
It's a, get rid of that.
It's clearly reverse
it's
Samson.
It's not working.
Delilah needs to get to him and cut those locks.
Yeah. But, I mean, Baby's energy is great. I mean, last year we had a sample size of the Baby. And now we've had a full season. You could tell he knows how to play playoff basketball.
Absolutely.
He went into the freaking lineup and flapped his wings off
Four
the bench.
Rebounds.
Off the bench, though. Flapping
Three
his
points.
Wings.
Oh, he was the best.
He doesn't stat stuff.
It's all dirty stuff.
And it's all, you know, he's good around the rim. He's good at drawing charges.
Yeah.
He does things you need to win titles.
Speaking of dirty stuff, how clean and cool and calm under pressure was the Boneyard Matt Barnes?
Yeah, with the jump.
He's part of the heart and soul of our team. He makes plays like that. He wears his heart on his sleeve. You know, he's an emotional guy, and that play was a good, hard, clean playoff play, and it lifted the whole building. You know, we feed off of that.
Talk to me. Tell me what you saw.
I saw a jump ball. That's all it was.
But it was tough. So Baines, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Austin Baines got a little upset. When he was down on the ground.
It's my ball.
He threw a fuck.
Matt Barnes.
He threw a fuck when he was down on the ground.
Oh, look at Jack dropping the F word. Okay. Explicit clip cast.
There we go.
All right, so Bane, Batman's enemy. Chris Paul's the one who actually started it. Got in there, messed around. Bane loses it. Barnes comes in and just grabs it. And it's a clean jump ball. But then they had what Doc Rivers called like some sort of, he called it a man off. Or,
you know, they were having a man contest. I don't know. Maybe they thought it was a fumble. And you, if you kept the ball, you got possession. I didn't know what was going on there.
But what was great, Jag, and here's what was great. They fell out of bounds. Barnes didn't fall. Baines did. And Barnes just put his hands up in the air and walked away. Didn't loom over him. Didn't talk shit.
Listen, I hear you.
It was great.
I hear you. But what was great was Barnes grabbing that ball from that man and just saying, this is, you know what? We're going to take this. Yeah. And that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
That's what Matt Barnes does. And listen, again, is this team going to get a tee here and there? Yes, we know it's going to happen.
Absolutely. But not tonight.
Not tonight. No, we didn't. And listen, the Spurs had a lot of calls their way. I was telling you about this goaltending. That was awful.
Insane.
It was first of all, they were playing international.
First they call, Europe League.
Yeah.
I'm like, just because Ginobili and Parker are here doesn't mean and you can get Europe League.
And Ginobili swapping is just, it's
insane.
Absurd.
It's absurd. Okay, so first DeAndre gets called on a goaltending that wasn't a goaltending.
Yep.
Right? Then Spurs put up a ball. No, Clippers put up the ball, excuse me. And the Spurs just pull it off the rim.
You can't pull it off the rim. No, you can't. It was absurd. And then there was a play that when Chris Paul picked up his third foul at the end of the second quarter.
Well, that's why you saw the bench, happened, by the way, is because the guys were in foul trouble.
No, no, no. But what happened, actually, when Chris got in foul trouble, Austin came in and
did great.
Yeah, he kept
guarded
him the
Tony Parker in that. So.
But what happened on that play with Chris was, he got hit by Duncan. Duncan trips Parker.
Yes.
And Chris Paul picks up third foul.
Insane. Didn't touch anybody.
Yeah.
The foul, like, literally, Parker got tripped by his own teammate, and they called it on Chris Paul.
Yep.
Insane.
Ridiculous.
You got to see that. You can't just make a judgment call. The refs love Spurs. We all know that.
We had a couple times blowing the lead and them taking the two-point lead, and then the Chris Paul third foul at the end of the half. There were chances for this team to get back in.
There was only one time that the Spurs tied it up, took the lead. That was it.
They took the lead by two once.
Once.
Yeah.
And they had the lead for 43 seconds, and we responded. Mm-hmm. And then it never really got close. And what I liked, too, was there was none of this OKC last year nonsense where we're up seven. We were up by, like, 17 late.
Yeah.
And Doc didn't take his foot off the gas.
Well, they hit a couple threes. They were not, again, Danny Green was the one guy, 1-for-7 from three-point land.
Great.
He was never able to get in a rhythm. A lot of these guys weren't. But you knew they were going to hit shots, and they, you know, shaved away at it.
Look,
but
hopefully there's one game where they hit shots tops, and it's in San Antonio, and we don't have to see it live. You know, but I was talking to Arash Markazi, who we love.
We love
him. ESPN's greatest import-export, Arash Markazi. He said, Clips win game two, Clippers in five. Spurs win game two, Clippers in seven. And this is ESPN, the four-letter network. And everybody over there, I made a joke earlier. I was like, even if the Clips are up 3-0, TNT and ESPN analysts are still going to be like, Spurs in seven. It ain't happening, folks. The Clippers are winning, one down, 15 to go.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to win this series.
Clippers in five.
I think it'll still be seven. But
no
that's
way
just
it's
me.
Seven. No way it's seven. This is not, like, Tim Duncan mentioned that it was rust flakes tonight. Come the fuck on, dude. I know we're dropping F-bombs tonight, but come on!
Now, I mean,
this was not rust. You guys have just, your guys are the quote-unquote hottest team since post-All-Star break. You had 3 days off. This is not rust. He called it playoffs rust.
Seven of
they got manhandled.
Seven of the eight matchups, the home team won. the only loss was the first game, Washington at Toronto. Every other home team
right,
has
won. Right, the Raptors lost, and the Wizards won.
And that was the only...
The Wizards use magic.
And Paul Pierce.
Oh, that old black magic that you wear so well. And they have Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce. Yeah. So, Jack, talk to me. Let's go back to it. How great was the 16th man tonight, or the 7th man, if
I
you
don't
will,
know what happened,
Staples
but
Center.
It was phenomenal.
It was great.
Yeah.
You know, I floated tonight because I really wanted to see what it was like in the cheap seats, what it was like on the floor, what it was like in the suites. I went to, like, the Chumash, like, VIP heavy players lounge, which was great. Everywhere, people were losing their minds. And like you said earlier, if there was a little small patch of Spurs fans, and I got a little nervous walking into the arena tonight because I was like, okay, I'm seeing about, like, maybe 10 or 12 Spurs fans.
Well, you don't know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get. It's the champs.
Yeah.
It's the former champs,
yep.
The sitting champs, and everywhere where there was a smattering of Spurs fans, Clipper fans gave it to him and wouldn't let up.
It was great.
And if the Spurs, even when the Spurs came back and the few, maybe 5% tops Spurs fans that were there in the building, even when they were getting as loud as they got, which was not very, Clippers fans jumped on him, booed him.
No.
Clippers on defense chance. We didn't wait around for Clipper Darryl to start chance.
I don't know where this was. Yeah.
Well, the good news is it's here, and it's got to stay.
It has to stay. I mean, I asked Blake,
I said, Blake, how were the fans today? He's like, they were good. They were really good. They were great. Not good. Not really good. They were great. Blake told me.
I don't know if it is the Kings and the Lakers are both gone. And so
we're the only game in town, my man.
It was unbelievable. And
there's still 756 more Dodgers games before playoffs. So it's like, you want playoffs?
How many,
you got one option.
How many innings is that?
times 9.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Whammy, do the math on that.
Yes.
We need Whammy's Dianetics or Calisthenics or whatever you call it.
We got through the Hack of DJ in the second quarter. Which
I love that Doc called it the Hack of Shaq.
Yeah.
And you asked Doc about the Hack of DJ. Let's take a listen.
Doc, in the second quarter... Hack a DJ was enforced.
Yeah.
How important is it for your team collectively to stay together through that, knowing that it's going to slow down? And
they're good. We've seen it all year. You know, I swear, like, I act like it's not even happening half the time, even though I darn know it's happening. They've been pretty good at it. They don't worry about it for the most part. You know, DJ is starting to split them, which is huge for us. You know, in that stretch, we split them, and then we got stops. So we actually started extending it, which was great. So, you know, the one thing about the Hack of Jordan, or whatever you want to call it, I think it still should be called Hack of Shaq, just to give him his due, is it does allow you to set your defense. You know, that's the one. It slows the game down, not only for us, but for both teams. So that's the, if there is a benefit, which there isn't, that would be it.
Respect to Shaq, because that's where it was invented. And I think in the offseason they do something about it. What's the fix here, Jack? You get two shots in the ball back?
I mean, that would be the simple fix. But
let me ask you this. Okay, so late in the game when teams intentionally foul to stop the clock, you can't give the team two shots in the ball back.
What I hate is that it should be 2 minutes after every quarter. You know, Pop was fouling DJ with like 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Right.
That should not be allowed.
So you're saying last 2 minutes of every quarter.
At least.
But what about, my hypothetical? And it happens every game when it's kind of close-ish.
I think the thing.
When they intentionally foul to stop the clock and put them to the line.
That's probably the thing is, how do you justify an intentional foul? You know what I mean?
I can't remember which one of the tweeterers brought up the fact that if somebody shoots the ball at the same time as the intentional foul, they need to like honor that shot because they always wave the shot off.
Is that
a fix?
I mean, but it's not going to be a fix.
I like your fix of final 2 minutes of every quarter.
It should be.
Right.
And also, too, you know, you have to figure out what is an intentional foul and what isn't. Now, if I'm coming up to you and I'm just tapping you to get you to the free throw line, I agree. That should be two shots and the ball. You know,
kind of always, no?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I agree. I totally agree with you.
I mean, I hate the idea of having...
And it would slow the game down more, but
calls. But it would deter people from doing that.
No. You play basketball more.
The team that gets hacked has way more time to set up their defense, which is true.
Yeah.
But still, it's just so...
Boring.
I mean,
you change your channel, Marge.
Yeah, I do voices. Somebody knocked me for doing voices on the show. I do voices. Hey, fans, do us a favor, and if you can, rate us on iTunes, because that's kind of how we get out there. If you give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, it would help us out. It would take you about 20 seconds, just even just like good show, 5 stars, because the more 5-star ratings we get, then we're on these things like, you know, what to watch now and hot shows, et cetera, et cetera. And we pick up fans. It would be much, much appreciated. Thank you, fans. Now, Clipper Nation, we're up 1-0. What do we got to do? More of the same to win game 2. Spurs are coming at us.
Remain aggressive. That's what it is. Dictate. I talked to Chris Paul about that. Remember, I asked him about that.
Right. And Crawford, like, came out looking to pass early and not shoot.
Yeah, it was kind of odd.
And then he found it.
Yep.
And that's what he needs to do. Shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah. The Clippers have to dictate the pace, and they have to go at them.
Right.
They can't just sit around and just let the Spurs lull us to sleep, and then they'll just pick you apart.
Yep.
That's, we've seen it. We've seen it for, geez, what, it's been 16 years?
Yep.
I mean, they haven't missed the playoffs 1 year when Tim Duncan got drafted.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
The 1 year they missed the playoffs was the greatest thing that's ever happened to the franchise.
I know. But that's the key. You have
Clippers
to go at
need to
him.
Dictate.
Yeah, dictate.
And then say, Tony Parker, how to dictate.
Yeah, dictate and
keep, how to dictate.
And keep on playing D. I mean, huge win.
Jack, you were not there in the post-game press conference because you were in the locker room. Coach Pop is, first of all, the polar opposite of Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers makes jokes. He remembers your name. He's glad you came. It's like you're in the bar at Cheers when Doc's there and he's Sam Malone. Pop is the exact opposite.
He's coach? No.
You are not at Cheers. You are at Night Court, and he's Bull.
You're serious. You're kidding. Maybe I can help everybody by just making a statement. So, you know, would that help? Because these questions are unbelievable.
Dude, he was hilarious. Every question, really, really. That's the stupidest question I've ever heard. He flipped the bird subconsciously, he didn't do it, but he did. I tweeted it out. Like, look on our media section. There's literally Pop flipping the bird to the media. He told people it was the dumbest question he's ever heard. It was a thing of beauty. Pop at the press conference, this salty old lighthouse keeper who's just pissed off. It was awesome. You got to be there next time, Jack.
Oh, I will. I'll ask a question. Oh, yeah. I'm going to break Pop down.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Bring him down a couple pegs.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Dude, he was so salty. I just want to thank him for those delicious fish sticks, because he is the Gordon's fisherman.
He looks like
he really does. You get him in the yellow hat.
Yeah,
the yellow trench coat, the raincoat. I trust that guy, the Gordon's fisherman. So, he was incredible in the post-game press conference. You know what I actually kind of liked? There was just a ton of sportsmanship out there. And you know, like, obviously the passionate jump ball thing between Baines and Barnes. Two men enter, one man leave. But, like, early, you saw, like, a lot of, like, Blake took a fall, hit Tony Parker, like, patted him on the back. Tim Duncan goes down, Blake helps him up. There's definitely mutual respect.
Listen, there... People give the Spurs a bad rap.
They used to because they were boring.
Boring.
Unquote,
right? And because that was also the heyday of the Lakers.
Right.
So they were easier for mainstream America to hate.
But right because they've been so good for so long.
Yeah.
They get rid of the respect.
Now people respect them. Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They just kind of like waited the test of time and like, hey, remember we used to think we were boring? Now you kind of like don't hate us.
You thought Kobe was an asshole? Oh, he is an asshole. You know?
Yeah, but like, I just like, I am going to feel great beating the champs. I really am. Arash Markazi himself, Clippers in 5, is what he said. I agree.
Clippers in 7.
He said Clippers in 7 if we lose game 2, which we won't. Clippers, what if we go to San Antonio up 2-0?
It doesn't matter. These are the champs. We could win 2 at home, and then they could win 2.
I don't think they have playoff rust flakes. I think they have playoff problems, Jacqueline.
Listen,
this is a tough matchup for them.
This is like,
we've won 3 in a row versus the Spurs. Don't sleep.
It's like
we're undefeated in 2015 versus the Spurs. Don't sleep.
It's like trying to put away Robert Durst. I mean, that's what this is like. I mean, The world can't handle Clippers Spurs Game 7 Pacquiao Mayweather fight Kentucky Derby day.
NFL draft.
They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it, Jaguar. It was a great game one. Clipper Nation, feel
huge,
good.
Huge. And keep supporting. Whoever was there,
keep
just
it up.
Buy tickets.
Section 114 all over the place. You know, it's always special for you diehard Clipper fans when the Clippers are in the postseason. And we've been there now 4 years in a row. You know, Chris Paul, this is his third time playing the Spurs. He did it in New Orleans, uh-huh. and he lost in seven. He did it with the Clippers and got swept. Third time's a charm for CP3. And when he has a chip on his shoulder, he's nasty, as we saw tonight, 30-plus points.
Well, the key is the continuity and the balance with this team. And also, too, again, 3 years ago when the Spurs ran through the Clippers, Blake was banged up, but Blake also didn't shoot free throws like Blake does now, too.
No, he did not. You're absolutely right. And we also had a different coach. We didn't play DeAndre the kind of minutes. We didn't have Crawford. And, you know, and we were banged up. We just survived a 7-game series.
And we were very short of guard. I mean, we had basically Randy Foy and Mo Williams playing the two guard, basically.
Right.
You know, so.
Trouble.
Yeah. But, great. This is a great. The
greatest possible scenario for game one, and we got it, folks.
Just take game two.
I mean, obviously, all you want is a W, right? But, like, it wasn't this slobber knocker, banged up, bruised up. If anybody's banged up, it's them. Tony Parker sprained his ankle. I'm so good to have three
And he has
off.
A groin injury on top of that, so.
Get your mind out of Tony Parker's groin, Jack. Ginobili is kind of a non-factor, just flopping all over the
and
place.
Danny, like I said, Danny Green, that's a guy that, but Kawhi had, he had 18? Kawhi had 18 points?
Kawhi had 18, and, Timmy and, 11.
And Kawhi guarded 10, JJ Parker for a 10. While, too, before he guarded Chris in the fourth
Crawford
quarter.
Defending Kawhi was a red flag. That's
baffling.
That cannot happen. It happened way too much.
Yeah.
But again, you held those guys. They had five guys in double digits.
That's actually good.
I know, but like low them, double digits.
But none of them besides Kawhi had 18.
Right.
No one had 20, right?
Everyone else had 11, 11, 10, 10.
Yeah. So, You take that and run. I like Bellinelli.
I do too. But like he was like him and Ginobili, 21 between them, and then 21 between Parker and Duncan, and Kawhi went off for 18. If you keep that up, we win.
Well, that's the thing. They have, like, statistically
the
best bench of scoring double-digit points in the NBA.
We shot 55% from the three tonight. They shot 30%, Jack.
And they probably shot a third more, right?
Absolutely. They shot 33 threes. We shot 18.
Wow.
We both made 10.
Almost double.
We both made 10 threes.
Wow.
Except for they shot 30. They had 33 attempts. We only had 18. So, look, good guys win. Spurs played like crap. You know they're going to bounce back. But, you know, I don't know, man. I like the Clippers,
just,
as you know, if you've listened to the show.
Just steal this game, too. Steal, win, whatever you want to do. Stomp them.
I mean, how good are you going to feel, though, if game two is like this and we kind of commandingly win?
Still, they're the champs. We did our job. The Clippers' job is to win these two games.
And we did.
And
we're halfway there.
We're halfway there.
Living on a prayer. All right, should we sound the horn? Playoff horn.
I mean, when they throw the ball up, I'm trying to figure out what play we're going to run, if I'm going to attack, if I'm going to pass, I'm trying to. You think about that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Wild thing.
Thanks, guys.
How was the whole band? Yeah.
They were great.
Blake said the home fans tonight were good. They were very good. They were great. And he said before, it's like playing an away game here at Staples when the Clippers are wearing their home jerseys. But not tonight. Jag, how are the fans tonight?
Unbelievable. Actually, I think the best I've ever seen them.
Yeah.
I mean, by far.
This rivals 2006 when we were all psychotic.
It rivals anything. I mean, back then you had Diamond Don selling the tickets to the brokers. No,
sure.
Tonight it was passionate.
Yeah. Over 90% wearing red t-shirts.
This is really I turned to my wife at one point and was like, this is nuts. Like,
right.
Everyone was up. Everyone was screaming, you know, chanting at all times.
Mm.
It was what we have wanted.
Playoff basketball.
Exactly.
You want me to...
What do you feel like?
We have to do lots of things better. It's basketball.
All right. That's why I'm here. That's why they're here. And there's only one place you can go to in this league. And that's trying to get Larry. 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 Larry.
Clippin' ace, set it brown. You taking over, and you say it loud. This time is now, to be legendary. And we gon' give it all till we get the Larry. We want that Larry, we want that Larry. And we gon' do whatever is necessary to get that Larry and have that parade and bring the championship right back to LA. We can let all these losers hate to win us. Got them afraid to enter the Staples Center. Eliminating all these fake contenders. Pour them to Brooklyn, put them on a plate for dinner. Got the best coach and the best PG. Dare anybody out there to test CP. Three from the top of the key, drop it to BG. He gon' back it down and make it look easy. You bash on him, alive at the DJ to smash on him. A park and penetrate and take it off the glass on him. It ain't just them, it's the whole team though. Ready dropping threes, making all the screen. Check the bingo, we came here to dominate. Never stress, we just let Doc operate. Started small, but it's far more big, and I'm introducing y'all to the hardcore clip. It's Clippin' Ace, set it brown. We taking over, and say it loud. This time is now, to be legendary. And we gon' give it all till we get the Larry. We want that Larry, we want that Larry. And we gon' do whatever is necessary to get that Larry and have that parade and bring the championship right back to LA. They might be hard, but we go harder. Our bench is probably better than your starters. Jamal Crawford putting a D on roller skates. Got him scared from Cleveland to Golden State. DeAndre making sure he control the paint. Matt Barnes bringing the pressure, so don't make no mistakes. They try to knock us down, but we're still the strongest. That's why Steve Ballmer put his billions on us. Name another city with some better fans. You can hear Clipper Darrell Clear screaming from the stands. Making moves for now in the future too. Let that other team talk about things they used to do. Shout out to Clipper Spirit and the DJ Dense. Let out them silver know it's about to get intense. Making sure the top is where we do stay. So Clipper Nation rise up, it's a new day. It's Clipper Nation, set it brown. We taking over, and say it loud. This time is now, to be legendary. And we gon' give it all till we get that Larry. We want that Larry, we want that Larry. And we gon' do whatever is necessary to get that Larry and have that parade and bring the championship right back to LA. Stand up. Stand up, if you were part of Clippin' Nation, get your hands up. Stand up, stand up. If you reppin' Clippin' Nation, get your hands up. Stand up, stand up. If you were part of Clippin' Nation, get your hands up. Stand up, stand up. If you reppin' Clippin' Nation, get your hands up. We got T-Grand, D-Night on the track.